This week, my reflection is on the article Integrating Technology into K-12 Teaching and Learning, Current Knowledge Gaps and Recommendations for Future Research. This article defines some of the barriers of technology and strategies on how to overcome them. Technology used in the classroom can be beneficial because it can increase student scores on standardized tests, improve innovative thinking, and improve self-initiative and motivation. However, due to some pretty large hurdles, teachers avoid technology in their classrooms. This article describes six barriers: resources, knowledge and skills, institution, attitudes and beliefs, assessment, and subject culture. The first hurdle is resources. The lack of resources can be a huge barrier for teachers. If you don't have the computers and the internet, how can you possibly integrate technology into your classroom? However, this also includes the lack of time. For instance, when I was in PS1, the class periods were so short that most of the class time went to getting kids set up on the computer and having them start the activity. Using the computers were very frustrating, so many teachers avoided them. Like the article proposes, if each classroom had some computers, if there were more laptop carts, I think this issue could be easily solved. The second barrier is a lack of knowledge and skills. Even if you do have the resources and time, using technology can be intimidating if you have no clue what you're doing. Other aspects, such as what management skills should be adopted, can also prevent teachers from using technology. I think this category strongly ties in to attitudes and beliefs. If the teacher has no motivation to use technology, they're probably not going to go out of their way to learn about it. Some strategies to overcoming this are to have PD sessions about technology. Having a PD session shows teachers that technology is important, and it provides skills to use in the classroom. The third barrier is institution. This includes leadership, timetabling, and school planning. I also think this is highly linked to attitudes and beliefs. If the school doesn't value technology, then it's not going to spend a lot of time planning for it. For instance, when I was in PS2, there was a rule that cell phones were not allowed in the school at all. I found this real challenging because I think cell phones can be very valuable in the classroom when used properly. The fourth barrier is attitudes and beliefs. Personally, I think a few of these barriers could be combined into this one category. If the teachers and administration don't value technology, then it is simply not going to be a focus in the school. Everyone needs to be on board, and the article proposed doing this by creating a vision or plan in the school. Everyone needs to agree and meet on the proposal. If everyone is aiming for the same goal, there will be more encouragement and professional development devoted to technology. I think this is one of the most important barriers to break down to have a unified school and to have technology be focused on. In PS3, I was in a school that highly valued technology. This is where I learned many new skills from other teachers, and there was a huge sense of encouragement. It was easy to get tripped up in technology because there are so many complexities and challenges, but if there are other teachers doing the same thing, collaborating and helping each other is much easier. The fifth barrier is assessment. Due to teachers spending their limited time teaching to high-stakes tests, using technology as an extra is often cut out. This article states that some ways to overcome this are integrate technology right into the curriculum. Technology doesn't have to be an extra resource, it can be the main point of learning, and it can even be a more efficient way than the traditional ways. And on the bigger level, high-stakes tests need to be looked at again to evaluate their effectiveness so teachers don't feel this pressure. The last barrier is subject culture. Some teachers are reluctant to use technology because it seems to be incompatible with the norms of the subject. I think this also relates to the attitudes of teachers. Technology can be integrated into any subject, however, ultimately, it's the teacher's decision if they want to use it or not. I really like this article because it highlights some important factors for technology, and it also suggests strategies to improve on them. However, I think the strategies posed are harder than they are made out to be. For instance, if teachers and administrators have more positive attitudes towards technology, most of these barriers would not be problems. But creating a unified vision is more difficult and time-consuming than this article makes it out to be. Thank you for listening. Tune in for next week's article.